You are very welcome. This is another podcast on digitaldara.com. Today I'm going to be looking at more microphone comparisons. I'm going to compare the MV88 Plus by Shure, which is what I'm currently using. I'm going to use the Zoom H6. Now there's also something coming up at the end, and well, I'm kind of excited about it. I haven't tried it yet, but I think it's going to work. So you're going to want to stick around for that. This is now the Zoom H6 with the XY microphone connected, and I've left the gain at a reasonable level. I haven't done anything else with any kind of EQ, so this is it in its raw state. I am monitoring the output of this just using a set of headphones, just to make sure I'm not clipping. So just did a bit of a test of the stereo spread. I'm going to move from left to right on the device while I'm talking. I know that this is only a vocal test, but still, this will give me anyway an idea of how this sounds. This is a Zoom H6 with an OM3 microphone connected. Again, I'm not doing anything with the gain or anything like that. I'm not doing any fancy kind of editing, mainly because I'm just not very good at that. So here it is in its very raw state. This demonstration is with a PreSonus AR16, and it is connected to the iPad using a USB to USB-C adapter. I'm talking through an OM3 microphone. This is not an ideal setup. I was really excited about this, but it has just given me so much trouble, and I cannot recommend it, unfortunately, at this time. Certainly, if you're using VoiceOver, this is not accessible at all. This is the end of the podcast. I did have another ending. I was really clever, right? I recorded the beginning of the podcast and the end of it using the Shure MV88 Plus. And I thought, you know what? While I have it all connected, I may as well do the beginning and the end. And that way I can just copy and paste it in when I'm ready. But no, I'm not going to do that. Because when I recorded the end yesterday, I was all optimistic. And it was all great. Because everything was just going to work. And it didn't. Oh, wow. Did it fail or did it fail? Right. Let me explain. The PreSonus Studio Live AR12 and AR16 and so on, they are all really amazing mixers, but they're not designed to be connected directly to an iPad. You can make it work by using a piece of software called Aura Aria Pro. And it's a really amazing piece of software, really complex, really powerful. But it exposes some controls to VoiceOver in a random way. The application is essentially completely inaccessible. I'm sorry, but it just, you cannot use it. There's no way. I had to get sighted assistance for every part of it. Now, it is amazing. The mixer is exposed to the application as a multi-track recording device, which is, I just, like, come on, this is really cool technology. A mixer that's not designed like this, you can still record. You can say, I want channel 1 going to track 1. I want channel 2 going to track 2. Amazing. I just can't say enough good things about it. But I could not get it working properly. Now, maybe if I had time to explore it myself, or the ability to explore it myself, maybe I would get it working properly. But the mic levels were way too low. So when I said I didn't edit any of this at the beginning, I wasn't aware of what was to come. So I actually did end up turning up the volume significantly for the part that was recorded on the PreSonus AR12. Or is it AR16? I don't know. Is it AR12 or 16? I think there's 12 Canon ports on it. I think that makes it 16. I don't know. It's a nice mixer. It really sounds amazing. And especially with the OM microphones, I think it just sounds really clear. There's a really warm tone off those microphones as well, I find. This microphone, the Shure MV88 Plus, not so warm. The Zoom microphone, the stereo microphone, and the mono microphone. I didn't do a review of the mono microphone this time, but the stereo microphone on the Zoom, I think, is a little bit warmer than this as well. Warm, though, is all subjective, I suppose. This was a hard podcast to do, let me tell you. This was really difficult. I spent probably about 5 hours in the past few days trying to make the PreSonus work. I have various pieces of research saying this will not work. I got it working, but I didn't get it working to my satisfaction because I can't access it, which is an awful pity. Because if I could, I would be delighted. Obviously, using a big mixing desk with an iPad is a little bit like carrying a sledgehammer to squash a grape. In many ways, because you have this lovely portable tablet and then you have this big monster of a mixer. But I just wanted to, I was kind of interested in it as a concept where you could potentially set up a recording room anywhere with just your tablet. One thing I really love about the tablets, about these iPads, is the accessibility of the software. I like being able to orient myself around the screen and say, okay, that slider, that's for this, you know, that control is for this, and I just reach for it when I want it. That was a bit of a rant, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit down after doing all that. It was a lot of work, and it just didn't really go as I wanted it to. And the upside, I do now know that I can make it work with a bit of effort, but I can't do it myself independently, which is a bummer. I can get the Zoom H6 working really well, and I still think for portable recording, very little beats the Shure MV88 Plus. Bit of tweaking of the levels, and I think I could probably artificially reproduce a bit of a warmer tone, and I will try that in the next while. Thank you for listening. Visit the website at www.digitaldarragh.com. That's digitaldarragh.com. Subscribe, like, share, retweet, whatever you do on your social media of choice. Thank you for listening. I do really appreciate it.